What was the Super Bowl like live?
It was crazy. It was, I've been to a Rose Bowl before. I've been to, I feel like some big sporting events, but it was kind of a one-of-a-kind atmosphere and, always something going on, even during the commercial breaks. There's, the in-game host, the halftime show, everything. So, it was really special, once-in-a-lifetime experience, I feel like.
How long was it in the works, and can you kind of walk us through what your day was like?
Probably since, bye week, I would say. Shife just texted me saying, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay. And so that was pretty much it. Yesterday I took a flight in the morning and got there. Both Mark and I ordered Tom Brady jerseys, and only mine came in. So we had to go get him one, and then his agency kind of set up a lot of it. So I kind of had like a little, a tent that we kind of hung out at for a while with some of the NFL players. It wasn't like us and them. It was just kind of a meet and greet kind of thing. And like they were up on the panel talking about, their individual seasons and whatnot. So actually Troops was wearing his Michigan Tom Brady jersey. And Ohio State receiver Michael Thomas for New Orleans came up and kind of bumped and was like, hey, go Bucks, bro. And so me and Troops were kind of laughing that one off. That was pretty cool. But and then we just got to the stadium about, hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, and it was already packed. It was just kind of one of those atmospheres. And then stayed for the game and kind of got out of there right after. So, really cool once-in-a-lifetime experience for us three, for sure.
Did you get a chance to meet or talk to anybody, particularly yourself?
No, none of that. We kind of just, kind of getting passed along into the panels and whatnot, and we know what it's like to be in that situation, so we kind of just let them be. And I had a couple of friends from Michigan that ended up at the game, so that was cool to meet up with them real quick and say hi. And but no, nothing crazy. We were just kind of going for the fan experience, that was kind of turned into a fan for a day. And enjoy that side of it for sure.
What about you flew home last night?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of the game?
It's a crazy game. There's not much more Tom could have done. Maybe catch the ball, but he was unbelievable. I turned to Jacob a few times and was just like, wow, like this is, he's playing one of the best games of his career probably. And then Foles made some great throws too. So it was definitely an entertaining back and forth game. And I have family from Philly too, so it wasn't like I was, totally devastated when the Eagles won. So, good for Philly and like their city, and obviously they love their sports there. So it's kind of funny to see all the pictures and videos that were going viral last night of Philadelphia.
As a former quarterback, I mean, what was it like to watch those two guys kind of go?
Yeah,
punting.
I know. Yeah, there was one punt. It was impressive, man. I think some of the throws that Tom made in the third quarter was just like, wow, like this guy's dialed in. And I mean, Foles, the deep one to Jeffrey and the deep one to Clement in the back of the end zone, like those were two big time throws. And I thought, especially the Eagles had a really good offensive game plan. It seemed like they were moving Foles around a lot. New England wasn't able to get really any pressure on him, and kind of gave him some good throwing lanes, and he was obviously, right on target. So, yeah, it was a really entertaining game, fun to watch as a quarterback to see those guys kind of go head-to-head like that.
High school, you guys run any trick plays where you ended up being the receiver at all? Or?
No, we tried one in practice, and I wore knee brace at the time to protect my knees from hockey. And, like, for whatever reason, they kind of clicked together, and I went down, and It was pretty good hooting and hollering going on. So I think that was when that play got axed out of the playbook.
You mentioned it briefly. Just what's the experience like in the stadium? We watch on TV and yeah. There's the commercial breaks and all the stoppages and all that. What's it like during that time in the building?
It was, everyone was standing for pretty much the entire game. I can't remember a specific play, the first play of a drive, maybe where I was sitting down. And that's just kind of the atmosphere it was. Everyone was always, anxious about, what could happen next. And it was kind of that kind of game where you never knew what, the next play was going to be or what was going to happen. So that was really cool. I felt like I was kind of back in the student section at Michigan again, where everyone's standing for the entire game. But, I thought the in-game host was kind of like a nice touch, just kind of recapping drives and stuff. And it was, they always had something to entertain you. So, threw my plan on airplane mode for most of it, and just kind of try to enjoy the fan experience.
Most important question, Andrew, the halftime show, yay or nay?
Well, I really like Justin Blake. I think he's really good. But they were facing the other way. It was a NFC stadium, so I think they faced the NFC sideline. So, but still cool. I think that's one you'd rather watch on TV, though. You know, like the cameras are so close to him, and you know, they got the sound, you know, dialed in for the TV. But you know, for us in the stands, it's not as loud and it's not as clear, especially when he's singing away from you, right? So, really cool entrance, really cool, you know, tribute to Prince as well. But yeah, I think, you know, great to go live, but you know, if you know, for next year, I think I'm going to watch it from the TV.